So why is it important to keep the dream alive? Because if you don't, then you end up giving up. You end up staying where you don't want to stay, where you're underappreciated, underutilized, all of those kinds of things. That's why we've got to keep the dream alive, because keeping the dream alive is what creates momentum. And momentum is what creates inspiration and action and all of the things that are going to take us from here to there. Hello, and welcome to the Love Your Work Life podcast. I'm your host, Elisa Shuck. Whether you're going for that next promotion, looking for a job, or making a career pivot, I'll teach you how to navigate it all so you can have the career you want. This is Love Your Work Life, episode 151. Today, I want to talk about how to keep the dream alive, because this is a problem for all of us, right? We have a little bit of momentum, we're kind of excited about what's ahead, and suddenly it dissipates. Suddenly we encounter something that's out of our control, and it messes the whole thing up. And it's keeping the dream alive that creates momentum, that keeps us on point, that keeps us working towards what we want, whether that's landing that great new job, creating a promotion for yourself, or a team that really delivers at a high level and on all cylinders. Don't we all want that? Oh my gosh, that's the best feeling in the world. When my team was delivering on all cylinders, it was a beautiful feeling for me and for all of us. And I know that's what everybody wants. Like, that's the dream, right? Nobody wants to work at a job that they hate, that's toxic, that just doesn't feel good. That's why people look for new jobs. I see it all the time in the clients that I help. The reason that they're coming to me looking for a new job is that something in this value equation, what they're giving and what they're receiving, gets out of whack. They're giving more than what they're receiving in return. The value exchange is inequitable. And when you feel that way, then it's normal that you would want to have a change. That's the kind of contrast that's actually really good for us. I'm not encouraging you to purposefully put yourself in an environment where you feel underutilized and underappreciated. But what I am saying is, if you find yourself in that situation, then think of the contrast as an opportunity for clarity. Clarity about what you do want. Clarity about a new dream. But then you've got to keep the dream alive, my friends. So why is it important to keep the dream alive? Because if you don't, then you end up giving up. You end up staying where you don't want to stay, where you're underappreciated, underutilized, all of those kinds of things. That's why we've got to keep the dream alive, because keeping the dream alive is what creates momentum. And momentum is what creates inspiration and action and all of the things that are going to take us from here to there. The general essence of keeping a dream alive is paying attention to how you are feeling. It sounds overly simple. I get that. But if you think about it, you'll notice that the times in your life where everything seemed to be flowing and ideas were exploding inside your brain and you were moving effortlessly towards your dream, it's because you were feeling good. Now, you might think that you were feeling good because everything was moving, but I'm posing to you that the reason things were moving is because you were feeling good. The feel good happens before the inspired action, before the massive action, if you want to put it that way, before the ideas and cooperative components, if you want to call that. We used to call it synchronicity, right? I think that's a Carl Jung term, is gosh, when everything seems to be falling into place, It's because you were feeling good. Those weren't the things that were causing the feel good. That's the frame of mind that I want you to think about when we talk about keeping your dream alive. So now I'm going to go back to the opposite of keeping your dream alive. And that is, you know, keeping yourself discouraged and struggling and wondering what next going on. Now, you all know I love LinkedIn. I think it's the best place to keep an eye on things that inspire you, to look for jobs, to network with people, to engage the people that are gatekeepers. And the reason I think that is because it's this wonderful combination of place where jobs are posted and professionals are interacting and social media. However, if you go on there and all you're seeing is how horrible the market is, how broken the system is, how job searches are hard and everything's awful, you are not going to be feeling good. Am I right? Can anybody raise their hand on that? You won't be feeling good. And why would you? Because you have all of this negative messaging coming into your brain, derailing you from keeping your dream alive. Because messages like the system's broken and there's too many gatekeepers out there and the market's horrible, that is going to deflate anybody if it comes to their own dream. I have to monitor my own behavior on LinkedIn as well, because I don't want to get sucked into the process is broken when I know from my own personal experience and the experience that my clients are having that it's not broken, that you can set expectations and actually get what you are after. This is the key to keeping your dream alive. Monitor the inputs that you're giving yourself. And when you start to feel bad, that is a clue that maybe it's time to turn the volume down on that input, on that frequency, on that energy, that vibration. We can call it a lot of things, but the bottom line is if you don't feel good, then it's not helping you keep your dream alive. What will help you keep the dream alive is setting an expectation of receiving, setting an expectation of getting what you want. Many of us, and I know you have too, I've had 12 promotions in my corporate career. And that feeling of getting that promotion, of getting that offer, of receiving is one of the most wonderful experiences any of us can have. That is the emotion that you need to carry around with you all the time. Think of it like a coat that you put on every single day at the start of what you're going to do for that day, whether that's a team interaction, applying for jobs, doing a presentation. It could be any number of things, but putting on that coat of positive expectation changes everything. We can all think of times where, what do they say? We got off on the wrong side of the bed, right? And oh, something went wrong. And that turns into some momentum of lots of things going wrong throughout the day. The same is true for setting an expectation of positive things, of things all falling into place, of things all working out for you. The feeling of receiving exactly what you're after in that dream that you've cast for yourself. My friends, this is the most powerful thing you can do, is to manage your own feelings, to set the expectation that you are going to feel good on purpose. I recently posted something on LinkedIn, a little video that was about feeling good on purpose. That's how we move forward. That's how we create momentum. That's how we keep the dream alive. We don't keep our dreams alive focusing on the negative, focusing on things that are outside of our control, and certainly not with messages that inflate or communicate what's wrong with things. Talking about what's wrong only perpetuates what's wrong. Focusing on solutions, focusing on what's possible is how you keep your dream alive. It's how you start to see the things that are going to come together for you, that are going to make your dream not just a dream, but an inevitable conclusion to all of the things that you've been doing. It comes down to giving yourself permission to feel good. There's a certain quality to grinding it out and working hard and putting a lot of effort in that most people tell us is where the real satisfaction is. But if you think about it, it doesn't always feel good to be grinding it out. It doesn't always feel good to be showing up through pure effort and tenacity. Some people, I'll sidebar that a little bit, some people, tenacity is in their nature and it does feel really good, but that's not for everybody. So you've got to pay attention to when you are taking action, how does it feel? Does it feel inspired? Does it feel connected to some behavioral strengths that are just innate within you? Or does it feel like you're pushing against something? Does it feel like you're adapting and adjusting outside of your natural behavioral strengths and tendencies? This is so important to pay attention to because you create your own experiences. You create the reality. And if what the world is offering you, what the LinkedIn newsfeed is offering you, doesn't align with the reality that you want to create for yourself, then you let it go. You don't have to acknowledge or combat or do anything with that stuff other than letting it scroll on by until you find something that is like your yes. This is exactly what I was looking for. Yes, this is the inspiration I need to keep going and keep moving. I would love for you, me, all of us, quite frankly, to pay attention and to engage with the newsfeed things that feed our soul, the newsfeed articles and interactions that inspire us to take the kind of action that we know is part of the deal with getting the job. Yeah, you may have to apply for that job. You may have to reach out to that person. But I'd much rather have you doing it from the place of, yes, I have this feeling, I have this really good feeling that this is going to go somewhere. If you had that feeling, this is going to lead to something, that everything I want is on the other side of my next thought, my next feeling, my next action, it's a game changer. You're going to actually enjoy showing up instead of dread showing up, whether that's showing up for yourself, showing up for your team. Of course, I want you to be the priority here. I want you to be the decider that your feelings are no longer up for grabs, because how you feel determines how connected you are to that dream, how much of you is in that dream and keeping it alive and creating that momentum. How you feel about your dream is more important than how you feel about a goal. Or how do you feel about responsibility? Think about it. When you focus on your dream, there's a certain aliveness. There's a certain spark in there. You think about achieving a goal or you're thinking about what you're responsible for. It feels a little heavy. The cool thing is that the dream leads to the achievement of goals, the meeting of responsibilities. You can go for the light thing instead of the heavy thing and get there so much faster. How do you keep the dream alive? Pay attention to how you're feeling. Pay attention to what you allow in and whether or not that is leading you to feeling better or leading you to feel worse. And always choose the feel better path, because that is what gets you there. It'll get you there fast too. One of the biggest differences I see in clients who work with me to achieve their next career goal is how they feel about their career goal. Do they believe in it? Do they think it's going to be easy? Do they think it's going to be hard? The speed at which they achieve their dream job is so aligned to the messages that they are speaking out loud and the message that they are allowing. Those who focus on possibility and inevitability and positivity get what they want so much faster. And sometimes that's why we're even coaching, to be fair, because they know that they're not getting what they want fast enough. And it's the work we do to reframe and turn things around and even have some paradigm shifts so that getting what they want, getting that dream, feels good instead of feeling hard. All right, my friends, go to it, and I'll talk to you again soon. If you like listening to this podcast, I invite you to visit the Love Your Work Life website at elisashuck-careercoach.com. On the site, you're going to find free resources and information about all of my coaching programs, everything you need to land a great job, advance your career, and lead and build an awesome team. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, and don't forget to follow me on LinkedIn.